due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
You see, while everybody's watching Finn Balor's WWE 24 comeback special and catching feelings, I'm looking at it with very different eyes. I'm analyzing. I'm seeing his weaknesses, his deficiencies. I'm learning how to better hurt Finn Balor.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Samoa Joe. You're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for June 3rd. Holidays today, real quick. National Trails Day, and it's repeat day. I said repeat day. DC?
I was just thinking, too, with yesterday being National Donut Day, is today National Leftover Donut Day?
Day Old Donut Day.
That's a crime into itself. No leftover donuts, please. Welcome to the Pain Clinic. Those are the holidays. No birthdays today, but I want to say that June 4th would have been Rochester, New York's and former Pain Clinic guest Robert James Bob Gino Morella. You might remember him as Gorilla Monsoon. He would have been 80 today. He passed away in 1999, though. But we had him right before he passed away. He was a great guest. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us tonight at Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore's Saloon for UFC 212. That's right. We'll be at the Garage Door, 149 Eastern Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. It'll be hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tonight at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 212. I cannot wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. Come on out and join us. Also, hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? The job of being an official, more up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. I am the Cash Man. I'm joined in the studio by the Double D's. Double D, we have Dan Cole.
Good morning.
And the Danger Boy, the Double D's in Studio
B. Good morning
B.
as well.
And of course, we have a couple of guests joining us from Rock City Roller Derby. We are joined by number 27, Hater Tot.
Well, hello.
And we are joined by Crimson Alchemia.
Hey, what's going on?
He is not from Rock City Roller Derby. He is from Rhode Island, Providence Roller Derby.
Mm-hmm. He's honorary Rock City, though.
He's honorary Rock City. He's coming in to do some announcing with us today. And Crimson, also a wrestling fan as well as wrestler himself, fits in pretty good this week.
Absolutely.
I would definitely say so. So we are in the studio. And we're joined by Voodoo Charlie, too. I got to give him credit. He's not near a mic, but he... He is a friend of the show. That was a radio wave, folks out there who can't see. Yeah, yeah, you can imagine. It was a great one. And there was no single fingers flying either, okay? It was a nice hand, you know?
Kind of almost like an Orton pose, but a half pose.
Yeah, or I'm thinking more of like a Miss America, you know, going in a parade, you know, kind of wave, you know, the little cupped hand.
Oh, it wasn't like
hand.
That.
Like just like a little Tyler Bate.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, okay. So we're here to, we're going to start talking. Now, this is the last home game of the season for Rock City Roller Derby here at GVA. And it's a sad time, but it's a happy time too, because there's a lot of stress on the people who organize these games and everything. Everybody's a volunteer at Rock City Roller Derby. And sometimes it just gets crazy. And I mean, Hater, you should know that since you're president of Rock City Roller Derby.
And I've also been doing this for almost 10 years. So yeah, game days at home are great because it's awesome to put on a show for our fans. We have a great, you know, support group here of friends and family in the Rock. But yeah, game day is a hard day. I'd rather travel the 6 or 8 hours, go beat up some girls, and then, you know, travel home.
Yeah, let them worry about the after party and the ticket sales and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But being home, you know, like you said, we're volunteer. We all put on our own show. So, you know, from the radio show here this morning on through the rest of the night, I'm not done moving till about 11 p.m. So
yeah.
A lot of stuff.
It's nuts. And today, of course, coming to town is State College Area Roller Derby.
They are one of my favorite teams ever. I'm very excited to have them in town.
We call them SCAR because I guess that's what it stands for.
The acronym State College Area Rollers.
Makes sense.
S-C-A-R.
The Happy Valley Dolls, too, will also be there. They're part of the SCAR's B team.
They are the Happy Valley Dolls is their A team, and Plan B is their B team.
Plan B, that's right. And they're taking on the B side. So we have a double header tonight at GVA. There's no reason for you not to be there.
No reason.
I don't care if there's 100 things going on in this town this week. This is the last home game of the season. And I will give credit to the fans. They've been come out and support this whole season. It's been a great season for Rock City Roller Derby home games.
Yeah, our home games have been super well attended. I kind of blame that on not just because we're great, which is awesome, and people should be there to watch us. Just putting that out there.
lots of family members? No.
but we also have a really awesome marketing and media person who is amazing, and she's done a lot of push on our social media, so we've got a lot there. On top of that, we have a ton of new girls, so there's a ton of family members and friends that are like new to the sport. So, you know, every year we just keep growing and adding more people to the list that love Derby, and it's done well.
It is, and we appreciate everybody who's heard us on the show here talking about it, who've come out, because we've had great crowds this year. And it's like, you never know how to gauge a crowd. You know, one year you think you're going to have the best crowd in the world, and then it's good, but it's not what you were expecting.
Yeah.
And like every time we were in a dome, it was like over 1,000 every game.
Well, yeah, because the dome's an awesome place to play. It's a great venue, and
I don't know why
everyone's real close.
Yeah, I don't know why they were attracted to it. I mean, yes, that's
because they're closer with us in that space. Like at other arenas, there's glass between us and most of our fans, and that's not very intimate and together. Like at the dome, they feel like they're part of the game.
And if they run out in the track, they are part of the game.
They definitely are.
And then when you get to see some girls on skates take down people.
Or we knock girls into them in the front row, and that's kind of fun. You know, it's a little more interactive.
Of course, our charity, our chosen charity for this one is Wall Therapy, and they're the ones who paint the collages on the walls and stuff in Rochester.
Yeah, we have some amazing murals.
Yeah, it's very, very cool stuff. If you drive around Rochester, you see some of this. You see some pretty wild ones, I'll say that. But it's a cool charity. They're going to be coming. They're a charitable sponsor coming with us. But so let's talk a little bit about SCAR. I mean, we haven't seen SCAR in Rochester in what, 3 years now, 4 years?
No, I think it's only been 2 or 3.
I remember it was. I think my first season as announcer that was last time they were here. So it's 2014. So,
okay. Yep. And yeah, we had played the B team had played them at Bill Gray's when they came last time. Yeah, no, I love SCAR. They are pretty much like our sister league, like our little sister. We look at Buffalo like, you know, Resident Eva came from Buffalo, so she kind of like started what we know of Derby, and we usually always try to like base ourselves on Buffalo. So SCAR came along, you know, at a time when they had a little tiny compilation team, and they came to play us one time. They played the Haters, actually, for a home team round robin during the championship game. The Maulers and the Rochesters were versus each other, and the Haters needed a team, so State College was just coming up, and they threw together a compilation team and came to play us. So we've known these girls forever, and lots of them have been doing this just as long as we have, and so we've become really good friends. So anytime we travel there, we stay at their houses, and anytime they travel here, they stay at our houses. So three or four girls are going to spend the night at my house tonight after the game.
We know where the party's at, folks.
Yeah. so it's cool. You know, like we call it roller girl housing, and you get really close with some leagues, and you end up being really good friends and networking. So
that's
cool. It's pretty awesome.
It is. And it's like, and like you said, you're familiar with a few of the players on the team and everything. So how well are they performing their season so far?
Oh, man. SCAR has done tremendous in their ranking mobility. I think they've moved like 140 spots or something in the last year or two. They get a bunch of really great, you know, new girls and younger girls from State College itself. So they get a lot of transfers in, which is awesome because you get brand new talent, but they're only there for 2 to 4 years and then you lose them.
It's a bad thing about being the only thing there is the college,
right,
pretty much. So,
right. But it's helpful because it keeps bringing in, you know, players. But then there's like the hardcore girls that have been there since the beginning.
Was V Diva a SCAR skater?
No, V Diva played for Lehigh Valley, but she came to help them out when they did their compilation.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day, and I wasn't sure if she. I know she played for Lehigh Valley. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so she had come when we needed skaters for that compilation team for the Haters game.
Very cool. Very cool. So it's a very exciting time tonight. Any goodbyes to anybody? Did anyone announce their retirement?
Yeah, actually, not a retirement, but Wrecking Bell is going to be leaving us and moving to D.C. for grad school. So it will be Wrecking Bell's last night. So if anybody wants to catch Bell before she's gone, tonight will be, you know, the last night to see her.
I think when she was up on the show, she was Bell Bruiser back then.
But she was. Yeah, she's changed now to Wrecking Bell.
Yeah, she's Wrecking Bell because nobody could get it correct when they were doing announcing
She was like Bella. I'm like, well, there's not an A at the end of that. Yeah. So Wrecking Bell, they get the joke and it works.
It worked great when that Miley Cyrus song was popular, you know, so, but she's going to have her last night, and, you know, it's always one, you know, the last home game is kind of an emotional time at the end, because everybody put a lot of work into these games, and it's like, and so they let loose at the end, so definitely the after party, you know, Social, was it again, what's the place?
Oh, Radio Social, we'll be there probably around 10:30, 11-ish, the girls are stuck coming in, because again, we run our own show, so by the time that we're done playing the games, we have to break down and ferry all of our about production stuff back to our home rink, and then we can come out to hang out. So around 11 o'clock, you can catch us at Radio Social.
Yeah, someone buy Slappuccino a drink when you get there, too.
Oh, my gosh. Buy her, like, 45 drinks. That girl, we couldn't do what we do without her. I'm a kidney donor match, like, she can have it. She's amazing.
Well, it's not the last game of the season, of course, because there's more games on the road.
We have tons of derby on the road, but this is the last one at home for us.
Yeah, because I think it's like next weekend is you're up in Canada.
Yep, Beaver Fever next weekend.
And then after that, ECDX.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of derby still to be played this season, but this is your last chance, Rochester, to see roller derby here, women's roller derby here in Rochester. I shouldn't say roller derby in general, because the men's team is playing in 2 weeks.
The men are going to play on June 17th at the Genesee Valley Arena.
That's right. And you can check out that'll be their first sanctioned home game in a couple weeks. But that's then. This is now. And we definitely are looking forward. So how do you feel about the season so far?
I don't want to jinx things. I feel like when I say things on air that it jinxes us and I get scared.
Well, listen, D-Day's not here, so I can't screw her number
right,
up.
Right, seriously. Don't mess with her. And don't talk about her ankle.
I won't.
The season is kind of magical, and I'm really, really excited about it, and I'm kind of sad that we only have so many games left in us. The team this year has worked so hard to come together. Like I said, half of the team is new this season, you know, either new to move up from the B-sides or brand new to Rock City. So it's been interesting. You've got, you know, the core four of me, LaTrenda, real names. Me, Terminal Trend.
Who?
Me, Terminal Trend, Jackie Spades, and Star Spangled Bammer. You know, we're like the old girls line, and then you've got all the new girls that have come along, and it's awesome. Like, both lines are getting really comparable now in their offense and their defense. And our jammers are just unreal right now. Coach Shazam has done a ton of work, him and the Omen, to basically, everyone's pretty much a hybrid. And we spend a lot of time doing cardio and endurance with our footwork trainings. So literally anybody can take the job of jammer if need be. And then, you know, if a star pass happens, any girl that was a jammer is now an amazing, you know, offense for the jammer. So it's been really good.
That's cool. You know, when I was in Michigan for that tournament, I watched a men's team that had 12 players and 9 of them jammed in a game.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, you know, seeing that, I just was shocking, because even the biggest, burliest guy on the team would jam and did great. So it was, you know, so it's one of those things where maybe that's the way the sport is moving towards everyone, you know, being, you know, both ways kind of, you know?
Yep. It's better to be a hybrid player, because if you do get stuck, you can block your way through if you're jamming. And other times it's great to be a jammer for a while. So as a blocker, you know what's needed when. Like, oh, crap, when I'm in this situation, I really like when so-and-so comes up and does this. Like, then you're ready to give that to, you know, the jammer coming through.
Yeah, yeah, and it's and, you know, and folks, you don't want to miss this tonight. Last home game of the season. The doors open at 5. The action starts at 6. You'll hear myself and Crimson talking continuously for four hours after that.
And usually everyone's telling me to shut up all the time.
Yeah, you know, I get that too all the time. And, you know, and people, you know, and we do, you have these great funny contests like Pious Skater. We're going to have to be doing that again. And I've gone unscathed. I thought I was going to get it last game, but
I was hoping.
I was
maybe
prepared.
I'll give them more money this time.
I was prepared. I brought goggles because I have swim goggles in the back of my car just in case it ever happens.
Might want hair bonnet. What are those? Shower cap. You're going to want a shower cap.
I know, because I have to run to the UFC at Salvatore's right after it gets done. And
that stuff smells. Like, after a little bit, that whipped cream's not your friend.
Cool. Well, Krim, you guys going to hang the whole hour, right, Krim? You going to hang?
Oh, absolutely.
Very cool. Got some time.
Okay, well, why don't we do the giveaways on the break here, and we're going to come back and talk about the World Wrestling, because, you know, I don't know if you know, but SmackDown is going to be in town on Tuesday. That's right. The SmackDown brand is going to be live in Rochester, and we want to definitely talk about that with people on the phones. 222-1280 is the number, *1280. Right now, we're going to give away a couple pairs of tickets to the game tonight for callers 12 and 13 at that number, 222-1280. And if you do have *1280 on your phone, it's a few less digits. And I used to say it's a free call, but everything's a free call now, so it doesn't matter. But just give us a call. Caller 12 and 13. Pair of tickets tonight to GVA for the last home game for Rock City Roller Derby up against State College Area Roller Derby SCAR. Both the B's and the A's will be playing, and you can go for free if you call right now. And we'll be back on the flip side talking about WWE coming to town as well as other things that have been happening. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Great decisions. You know, I run headfirst into sticky situations like this sometimes, and I get myself into trouble, but I just can't help it, man. Because I see three buttheads like you out here, and I just can't help but thinking somebody needs to come out here and shut your mouths.
Wait, did you just interrupt my show to show a highlight of you beating up Sami Zayn for a couple minutes? Buddy, I've been beating up Sami Zayn for 15 years, okay? You got nothing to brag about. And besides, this is my show. You're not invited. Get the hell out of here.
What is that? You want me to respect your authority? Okay, Cartman.
You will respect my authority.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you, B to the double G, BG James. We're back on the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and you. And we're joined by Crimson Alchemia from Rhode Island. Sir, how is Rhode Island this time of year? What's the weather like?
It's fantastic. Finally, it's been pouring rain nonstop the past month and a half.
Oh, yeah, we know that up here, too. Yeah, we've had some issues with the lake being too high and stuff.
But the wrestlers enjoy it, especially getting out of a hot rain, go right into the rain in the evening. It feels fantastic.
Cool, cool. I mean, let people know that we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join me tonight. Salvatore's at the garage door for UFC 212. You can also catch it at Salvatore's Saloon out in Scottsville. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early, hosted by us, and prizes all night long. Well, drink specials. I'm not absolutely sure of prizes, but I definitely know there'll be drink specials. That's tonight at Salvatore's
Saloon. Take on the cash, man.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? Hey, you know what? I'll give out hugs. If that's what you want, you got it. So come on out and join me tonight. I'm a hugger, you know? I'm like Bailey. You know, see, there's the sign right behind me, the hugger section. That's where I am. And unfortunately, she's not going to be in town here when SmackDown comes to town because she's not on that brand. But I'm looking forward to it. Guys, are you excited for this week? Folks listening, are you excited for this week? SmackDown coming to Rochester.
Well, and one of our announced matches is Shinsuke Nakamura taking on Kevin Owens non-title.
Yeah, yeah. They had two announced matches, too. As Randy Orton is taking on... did they say Randy Orton was taking somebody on the commercial on TV?
I thought there was like an eight-man tag.
Six-man tag.
Yeah.
I want to say it was going to be like Randy, AJ... I can't remember who the third person
I know
was,
Ziggler.
But then like Jinder, Ziggler.
Was it Zane?
Might have been Zane, yeah, and then the other guy might be Corbin. So
okay, so we get the guys that are going to be in the match.
But I don't know if that was a dark. That seemed like a dark match.
It's going to be after 205 live.
It'll be after 205 live, so definitely, I think, because what we're going to do is we're going to get SmackDown for 2 hours, and we'll probably have a prelim match, maybe 7:30 or so. We get SmackDown for 2 hours, then we get live 205 till 11 o'clock, and then we have the... So it's going to be a full night of wrestling here in Rochester. There's still great tickets, too. We are looking on the floor. You can still get floor seats. It's filling up pretty fast, though, so you might want to get your tickets. We are not giving any away. We gave away the last 4 weeks. We gave away tickets to SmackDown. I did that intentionally not to give them away the last weekend because you'd have to come up here to the station and pick them up, and that's sometimes difficult for some people to get to the station. We're on the 16th floor or 17th floor here at the what is it now? KeyBank? No, it's Five Star. This building's changed its name like three times in the last like 5 years, so I'm never sure where we are. But for the longest time, when it changed to the last one, they had the old name on the building for like 3 years. So
I don't think they ever put the first Niagara name on the building.
That's
at all.
Right. Yeah, it was first Niagara at one time. So, but we've got a lot of stuff going on with this, especially with the pay-per-view this weekend, and let's talk a little bit about the five-way. Krim, who do you think is going to come out on top when it comes to you have that five-way in the main event on the pay-per-view on Sunday night?
It's a tough one
because we've been debating this for weeks.
Who's your top right now?
Oh, see, we talked about it right before you guys got up here, and I said I think that it was going to be Finn Balor. Only because Heyman addressed him.
I think that's what it was going to be, but I'd see more SummerSlam for those two later on with Brock and Finn. So I think it's going to be kind of a teaser, and he's going to get screwed over somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting a good push and good rub right now.
I know,
but
and everybody has, you can give a claim to it, too. You know, it's like, because for the longest time, I was going to say Joe, because it's Danny, what we say before the show that this is a one and done. So whoever's getting this shot is not going to continue a series with Brock or with,
right. Yeah. This person is the placeholder until Strowman can come back.
Yeah. So then you got to figure out the five guys. Who is a guy that probably, you know, could handle something like that, having, you know, get a chance at the top and then just immediately get pushed back down. I say AJ Styles, but he's on SmackDown.
I don't know if Roman Reigns is strong enough to handle that kind of loss.
Yeah, I don't know either. 222-1280 Star Toys number, and you can text us at that number too if you're shy. We have the ability to read text. Someone just sent me a text. Former diva Caitlyn had a private video leaked to one of those sites.
Oh no.
Yeah. You remember Caitlyn?
What do you mean those sites?
Well, you know what? You know what?
90% of the internet.
Yeah, yeah. That's what keeps the internet going, I believe. You know, but. Yeah, we just got that text from somebody. That's kind of creepy, but that's the main event of the pay-per-view. I mean, there's nothing else really I'm super excited about Sunday night.
You're not excited about Bayley and Alexa Bliss, kendo stick on a pole?
I don't mind watching Alexa Bliss. I don't know about the match in general. I mean, they're trying to be extreme, and there's two least extreme peoples on the card there, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, Krim could do that, you know? I mean, you're extreme.
Oh, yeah, actually, barbed wire ladder match, and then I was like, yeah, I might want to retire after that one.
I'm hoping we do at least get the Intercontinental title back on The Miz.
That's what, yeah, you know, that might not be a bit. You want off, because Ambrose, you know, I mean.
Ambrose is boring to me. I mean, maybe it's just me.
Shtick has gone stale.
Yeah. He does nothing.
Except for that thing in the ropes.
Which needs to stop.
The clothesline after getting hit.
Yeah. It's like old school, man. You got to expect it sometime during the match, you know?
Well, do something cooler then that we can expect.
Do something cooler that you can expect.
Yeah, I miss when people used to chase the Intercontinental title because it was like the title to get.
Unfortunately, with your heavyweight champion being a part-time guy, that's what they're trying to do now, and they're trying to make people care about it, and I don't think they've gotten that yet. You know, same with over on SmackDown. It's like they're trying to make people care about, you know, the U.S. title. They're trying.
And that's when, you know, the one time I will say that was one of the best things John Cena has done in the last 5 years was make people care about that United States Championship again.
He spent a whole year doing that too, you know, and then they just kind of, you know, started swapping it on people back and forth.
Yeah, hey. that drives me nuts. Like when they threw it from Owens to Jericho back to Owens, that really irritated me.
222-1280 Star Toys number. We got Scott from Henrietta. What's up, Scott?
Hi guys.
I haven't talked to you in a while, buddy.
I'm on vacation now. I've been doing marching band duty, so it's been a lot of fun, let me tell you, being surrounded by 216-year-olds.
Hey, listen, to quote Gallows, nerd! Sorry, go
Thank
ahead.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Band parenting stinks. If you ever have another kid, anybody, or you ever have a kid, and they want you to sign up for marching band duty, you don't realize what they're actually signing you up for, so run away, run far
dude,
away.
Dude, I did it with both my kids, so I know. I worked the ticket booth a few times, so yeah.
Yeah, I did cart duty and water duty, and I would rather, I can name several things I'd rather do, but I can't say them on air.
But Scott from Henrietta loves his kids. Don't forget that. Okay, go ahead, buddy.
I do love my kids. I do. I'm picking Bray Wyatt for the five-way because I figure this program is going to be short. This is probably going to have to be something short to set up for SummerSlam. I don't think it's going to carry over to SummerSlam. And, well, if you need a quick pushover lately, it just seems like, hey, let's pick Bray Wyatt. So that's my pick for the five-way.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Bray Wyatt was probably that's a smart idea. And that's what Danny was telling me before the show, too. It's like, and he's one of the guys who was the most influential champion in the past year, we'll say. You know, it's like, oh, he's got the championship right before WrestleMania, and then he doesn't, you know, and because he loses it to Randy Orton. He's transition. He's the definition of transition. I would, you know what? I don't know. I mean, Samoa Joe could be in that same spot too, you know?
I would put Samoa Joe in there, but I think that they can do more with Samoa Joe. They've been trying to do more. They have no idea what to do with Bray Wyatt, and it really is becoming very obvious that they never have, because he was supposed, I mean, if you think about it, he's probably the only decent replacement they have for The Undertaker right now, and they are just, you know, they dropped the ball, it fell down the stairs, someone forgot about it, and now there's dust growing on it. So he'd be the pushover star for this kind of program if they want to set up for a different guy for SummerSlam, say, I don't know, a certain monster.
Who could you mean?
I don't know, but he likes to say, I'm not finished with you. Like, you know, like when he looks at his dinner and goes, I'm not finished with you.
Wow. Yeah, you know, it makes sense, you know.
I'm just really pumped up for Tuesday because I can't remember the last time a wrestling event in Rochester had this much talent. I mean, it's not so much that they get over that much. It's just the amount of talent on the roster coming with SmackDown. You've got Sami Zayn. You've got Jinder. I mean, Jinder doesn't have the talent, but he's certainly got the charisma. But you've got Kevin Owens. You've got AJ Styles. Shinsuke. It's just going to be a fun time. I'm looking forward to it a lot.
Big me, too. And, I mean, and hopefully we'll get to see our boy, you know, Luke Harper on the show.
Well, there was a little thing on WWE.com with him and... Who was that again? Aiden English?
Yeah, him in English. Aiden English, and he's talking about come to my house and see my chickens and stuff.
If I met him on an alleyway and he said, hey, come to my house and see my chickens, I'd run the other way.
Well, he mentioned that Rochester was his hometown in the video, and then he said, you know, meet my beautiful wife, my five-year-old boy, and my chickens and my dogs and stuff like that. And it's like, and then he got interrupted by Aiden English coming out singing or whatever he was doing.
He's reciting poetry.
Yes, that's what it was. And you know, hopefully that, you know, that might have been, you know, a little tease here for Rochester for people to remember that he's from here. And second of all, hopefully he'll be on TV. I mean, he had a great win over Rowan in the last pay per view, but he's there every month. He's there every Tuesday, and a lot of times he gets delegated to other things, but. Yeah, I mean, this is hometown. I think he'll be doing the media that day, too. So you might hear him on a few of the shows like Wheeze and some other shows, you know, popping up and, you know, telling people to come on out, maybe talking a little bit about wrestling here. Maybe he'll even mention being a co-host of the Pain Clinic for like a year, you know? Probably not.
It was his doppelganger, Rico.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Rico. We just got him Rico for a while because he didn't want to go by his wrestling name. And so he came up every week. And the last time he came back from, last time Brody Lee came back from Japan, he came up on New Year's Day, sat here, and we talked with him for an hour, and it was a great man, you know, great show. So hopefully we'll see a lot of him in the next coming week, even in the media, you know, the newspaper and other things. But, you know, because he did say my hometown, Rochester, New York. So make sure when you see him, by the way, if you're listening, to get loud, okay?
It was a very random promo he did, though, because he was addressing the cameraman at first.
I know.
He invited the cameraman to his house.
He's just talking. Yeah, he said, why don't you come out and see all my stuff? Maybe we will, you know?
Could be interesting. Like a chicken match or something. He could beat Aiden English with a chicken, and then we'd, you know, humiliate him and never have to see him again on TV.
Well, you know, that poor guy's scrambling for anything after his partner quit, you know?
They should have never left NXT. It just didn't work. I mean, I don't know who's to blame for the vaudevillains, but it got over huge in Brooklyn, and then they thought, hey, let's bring them up. They brought them up, and it just completely fell flat. And then it just fell apart. And I feel bad for them. I really do, because they were a great team in NXT. I just think they were brought up too early, kind of like Apollo Crews.
If they came out on the giant one-wheel bicycle, like I said, it would have gone over big time, you know?
Big weights.
Yeah, with big weights, too, the big round weights, you know? And, you know, but they just didn't want to do that, so.
Yeah, you make a great point, though, with how many teams they've brought from NXT that were great, and then they just fell flat immediately, like the Ascension. They were over huge. They were going to be the big guys, and then that's it. They came up, and they were a joke.
They came up because they put them as Road Warriors when they should have just been this destruction team. They should have just gone out and laid people out. That's kind of what I want to see. If they ever bring up the Authors of Pain, are they going to let them be the Authors of Pain where they're just wrecking people? Or do they have to have some stupid gimmick? It would be great for them to come up and have Ellering just be the mouthpiece and then, you know, just let the two of them beat the crap out of people.
Absolutely. But and the fans would get over huge with that. They would absolutely love it. Especially if they start trashing any of the young baby faces around.
I'll say something about those guys, too. They've really worked themselves into much better shape since they've started there. They look great. And I think that's what WWE's waiting for them, is to come out looking like Adonises. And it's not that far. And they should definitely be up soon. I mean, they've held that title long enough to be. And they've beaten some legitimate teams down there, you know? So they should definitely bring them up, man.
They've had great development because, look at the teams they've beat. They've beat Revival. They beat DIY.
They broke up DIY, man.
They broke up DIY. That's just still a sore subject in the house. But they did take on American Alpha briefly in the beginning. They didn't do a great job, but they got that experience. They're fighting main roster caliber tag teams down in NXT. The problem is that now that DIY is broken up and the Revival's gone, the only thing left is Heavy Machinery, and there's absolutely no tag team division other than those two. I don't think there's another tag team down there, is there?
I'm not sure, but you know, I'll tell you, they're pretty good at replenishing their supplies. So there's a lot of tag teams out. Who's the one guy who got hurt that they had the tag match? Danger
Boy. DM61.
Yeah, your DM61. Yeah. He got hurt, so he'll be back soon, and then they'll have another tag team. But I agree. Anything else, Scott, man?
Lucha's back.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. Lucha started up again. The things that were taped a year and a half ago.
This is season 3.5B. Yes. First week was the Mac versus Johnny Mundo in an up all night match, and I got to give the Mac credit for someone who at least looks that out of shape to go a full hour and do some of the stuff he did. That was a pretty impressive match. So if you get a chance, watch that. That was kind of fun.
They're a fun show. They're a fun show, man. Cool. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
We'll see you Tuesday, right?
See you Tuesday.
All right, boy, your pain clinic shirt. 222-1280 Star Toys number. We got Rashawn. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Doing great. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
By the way, are you backing up right now? I heard a beep.
No,
okay.
That's the radar system that's on the truck because somebody got in front of me and braked.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I see. He's a truck driver. Where are you now? You're not in Virginia now, are you?
Actually, I am. I'm actually got lucky and got to reset my clock at home this week. So,
nice.
Yeah, I got lucky.
Very cool.
But I got to quote Jim Cornette on something this week. He brought up in his podcast talking about the Archbishop of Talent Burial, Vince Russo.
Can you say
guys hear about that?
Can you say that again? What was that?
It was his line was the Archbishop of Talent Burial, Vince Russo.
sounds accurate. So,
did you guys hear the news on that? Apparently, Vince Russo still believes that he's relevant in the world of wrestling, and
yeah, I know
emails Vince McMahon weekly begging for a job.
Yeah, that's why I heard that he had some conversations. Yeah, I got to tell you, the day that Vince Russo quit WWE, we had him on the show. I called because he was the editor of the magazine, and we met up with him then, and so we had his phone number still. So I the day I heard that he was done and was down in WCW, I had his number still, so I called him, and we talked for 2 hours on the phone, and he was telling us about all these great ideas he was going to do and everything, and you know what, he spent a month of doing that with no editing, and some of the stuff I thought was great, you know, the stuff with Roddy Piper he was doing with WCW, but after that everything just started falling apart, you know, left and right. It was a disaster. And yes, he does think he's relevant.
Yes. And the only other thing I got is, well, when listening to Scott talking about the tag team division down at NXT, what I believe that they're doing is they're actually kind of clearing house because the tournament format on the network seems to work, and that also gives them a lot more talent to keep NXT going. So I think we're probably going to be hearing about a tag team tournament being announced here fairly soon. Something maybe not the Dusty, but something else going to be announced to bring in fresh talent in the WWE.
Well, Dusty was right before SummerSlam last year, was it?
No, last year they moved it later.
That's right.
First year it was right before SummerSlam. They're going to keep the Dusty tournament. They're going to keep that name. They're sticking with that name for the tag team tournament, and they plan on doing that later in the year too.
Oh, so they're still going to do it even with the women's tournament this summer?
I believe so.
So it's going to be a busy time. Well, thanks for calling, man.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
Watch out for those cars that break in front of you and make your car sound like it's backing up, okay? 222-1280 Star Toys number. We've got Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how's it going today, gang?
Doing great, Rick. We going to see you at SmackDown?
Of course. I'm going to be on the floor. You already know.
Yeah, I know. But the audience doesn't. Okay.
I got a couple great signs I want to run by you.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to put First of all, I gotta do a pain clinic sign.
Okay, I appreciate that. How about Cashman Sucks? I want to see that one.
Cashman Sucks?
Yeah, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Barry Horowitz for WWE Hall of Fame 2018.
Hashtag Horowitz wins.
Horowitz, yes.
Make sure you put the handprint on it.
Yeah, you have the big outline of the hand there.
All right. I haven't seen her much on TV lately. Is Summer Rae hurt?
She just got cleared.
Yeah, she's been hurt for almost 6 months now. Yeah. She's been cleared recently, but she's been doing a lot of bikini shots, you know? So they kind of like what they did with Emma. When she was hurt, Emma went and posed on the beach for all these different, Emelina shots and stuff. And then doing the same with her. She's like a bikini model, so.
Okay. Do you think Lana and Rusev might be here Tuesday? Finally, she's going to be debuting after 2 months.
Is she? Because they've said that before and it didn't happen. So I don't know. Hopefully, one of my favorite characters is Rusev. I love sexy Rusev.
Handsome Rusev is being held off TV though because they went with the Jinder Mahal push, so they have nothing for him.
Not right now, but I know, and he's busy watching the Nashville Predators lose to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Don't remind me.
Okay.
That's going to turn around.
We'll have to turn around tonight then.
Yeah, Smashville's going to be lit tonight.
Okay, well, I like Subban. He's my favorite player in the hockey. Okay.
Oh yeah, for sure. I like PK. All right. As far as this Elias Samson push is concerned, I'm kind of digging it. What do you guys think of his little push he's got going on?
It's funny. He got eliminated from NXT by Chris Hero, and then he smashed his guitar into a million pieces. And then all of a sudden, he's like the drifting guitar player on Raw. I think it's great that he got a win over Ambrose to start his career on TV.
That was one more win than he had in NXT.
I was going to say, yeah, he never won in NXT. So, he's a big guy. I mean, he's the kind of guy Vince McMahon loves. He's huge. He reminds me a lot of, some of those guys from the 70s, what was his name? Big Josh, he's just like, he's like a brawny man,
He's like, Big Josh, you mean Big John Studd?
No, but what was it?
Big Josh ended up being Doink at one point.
Matt Bourne. Yeah, he likes the guys that are, that are just, big and strong and powerful wrestlers, and he likes that physique on him,
Yeah, he's definitely a great worker.
Is he? I don't know. He's never.
He seems like he could go in the ring. Obviously, he's going to push for some reason.
Sure. I mean, I think when Ambrose maybe loses his title at the pay per view, maybe he'll have a little feud with him for a while. Maybe he'll be the reason why.
Yeah, bring the guitar smashing back, a la Jeff Jarrett, Double J, and Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, bro, I'm tired of that already.
I heard some rumblings that our boy. Castle's contracts expiring end of the month.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about that a little bit. We were talking a little bit before the show started. He's being pursued by a major company.
The first letter start with a W and the last letter end with an E?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, but it's smart because he was pursued by them and one that starts with a T and ends with an A, too.
Is there an N in the middle?
Might be. Last time the contract was up, but this time I think that because of what he's done in the past year, that he's definitely going to graduate. There's some other guys who are showing up in NXT too soon that have left Ring of Honor, so it wouldn't surprise me if they got fast-tracked him.
A certain miracle, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. I'm not going to say anything.
Now, for Talking Smack, do they actually... Do you know if they tape that right after SmackDown's done or when the wrestlers are done with their matches? Because, 205 Live starts at 10 o'clock.
I think they're going to do it live from backstage area. I guess we'll find out before we get there early enough. We'll check it out. But, it's good. They're going to be till 11:15, 11:20, with the extra match at the end of the night. So,
as soon as SmackDown's done, they change the aprons or put the graphics on the side of the apron and go right to it about five after?
Yep.
Gotta change the ropes too.
Yeah, change the ropes. Yeah, get rid of.
Gotta be purple.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how that all went down. And last thing on my mind, the state of NXT, the women's division. I'm really digging this Ruby Riott and the other girls they have down there. Nikki Cross.
You don't like Ember Moon?
Oh, forget about her. Her eyes are sexy as hell. I don't know if her contacts, but she's still sexy.
No, she was born that way, man.
She came right out of the womb just like that.
Yeah, I think so.
The girls on there, they got, you know, the next wave of girls, like I said, Cross and Riot, few other girls on there. They got a lot of good talent down there.
Well, we have the women's tournament starting here real soon, so I wouldn't be surprised if you saw all of them in it at one time, as well as every independent woman that's on the East Coast, you know, because they said it's a 32 woman tournament, I think, so there's gonna be a lot of people we've never seen before too.
Okay, and I'll leave you on this with, as far as the Divas are concerned, I haven't seen Dana Brooke. I know that's was it a Danger's favorite girl?
Yeah, she looks like a gremlin, like the girl.
No
gremlin.
Way!
Yeah,
no way! I'll fight
female
you on
gremlin.
That one. I don't think so.
She look at the, just do a Google search on female gremlin and
Gremlins 2, the one that dresses up like a woman.
Yeah, yep. It has a big lipstick on and stuff. You know, yeah, that's her.
But her and Emma feud was only there for like a month and then it died down. Is
well, Emma
still
got
traveling?
Emma got hurt.
She got hurt again?
She got hurt, and she'll be back in the middle later in June, but she injured her shoulder on that European tour that in England.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know. It just died down all of a sudden, you know, the backstage antics for things like that, and then I've been seeing her on.
It'll start up again once she's back. Emma, you know, I can't wait for Emma to be back.
Yeah, well, I would like to, for the other girls, Australian girls, Peyton Royce and the other girl, all three of them.
Definitely, man.
What time are you guys going down there?
I'm not sure. I think we're going to hit that place called the Dinosaur before for maybe adult beverage, and then we're going to go down. So,
all right, I'll hit you up, see what you're doing, bro. I appreciate that, man. You guys have a lovely weekend.
You too, Rick, man. Enjoy the sun. Come out to Roller Derby. Don't forget that. Roller Derby is tonight. We're going to go to break right now, and we still got calls on the line, so hang on, Bristol Steve. We'll get you on the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Respect, respect, what a concept, right? Respect is a two-way street. Respect works both ways. But Jinder Mahal is too arrogant to realize that. Jinder Mahal thinks that he's earned your respect. He thinks that he's earned the right to my respect. The only thing Jinder Mahal has earned the right to is a good old-fashioned American Orton family ass-kicking.
You slop, they calling me pop. I'm rolling in bands, riding around and I beat them jalop. Hey, yo, pros wanna cop, but they are just not on me. I'm up in the club, stacking the ducks, stuck in a lot.
I am the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. It'll be a sad day when Enzo and Cass break up. You know, if you haven't figured that out, it's probably going to happen pretty soon. I kind of dig it that Cass is like, you didn't see nothing, right? Right? You didn't see nothing. It's like, yeah, Enzo didn't see nothing because he's kind of like, he's acting like he's concussed. Two times now.
I do love the person who did the brilliant Photoshop where you see Big Cass talking to Kurt Angle backstage.
Yeah.
And then they zoom in on this little object in between them, and it keeps zooming in and zooming in and zooming in, and it ends up being Rikishi.
222-1280 Star Toys. Remember, we've got Bristol Steve joining us from, I guess, Bristol, huh, Steve? What's up, buddy?
Hey, I got some bad news, Rich.
Oh, what's up, Steve?
I had a stroke in September.
Ooh, everything okay?
No, I'm in rehab. I'm way up. I'm on the other side of the state.
Oh, man.
My Herman's home.
Bummer, man. How you feeling now?
Well, I'm feeling all right, but I still can't walk, and I can't use my right arm.
Well, but how's the prognosis look, buddy?
Well, the prognosis, it's going to take a long time because I've got a year to recover.
Oh, boy.
A year and a half, just about.
Oh, man, that's a bummer, dude. Are you getting to watch any wrestling?
No, but I got to watch Raw the other night.
Oh, did you?
And I see the WWE rated the Total Impact Wrestling. They got their Kurt Angle and Jeff Hardy and all those people.
Yeah, Samoa Joe, too. Think about it. All those guys were on Impact, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Are they still around, Impact?
Yeah, they're still around. I ran some sound from them earlier. They're down to like a core group, though. They're not nearly as many guys working there anymore, but they're still kicking, you know? I mean, they're owned by the guys who do the Fight Network up in Canada now, and so they have a big money supporter. They're going to be around for a while.
How about the guy named Storm?
James Storm is like one of their number one guys there. He's still there, definitely. He's a guy who actually started. He was on NXT for like a couple of weeks, and then,
say 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, he was there for a couple of weeks, and then he decided to go back to TNA because he still hadn't signed a contract with them. So he stayed with TNA. He's a loyal guy. He's been there since day one, I believe. So,
how about the Total Impact? What about the WWE? How do you think that's going?
Let's go. Well, they're going to be in town here on Tuesday, right?
No, I'm way east. I'm in Hudson, New York.
Yeah. SmackDown's going to be in town on Tuesday night, and they're doing great, man. I mean, okay, so the ratings don't really show that, but
wow, Cash, are you like on the payroll or something? doing great,
Steve. Thank you for calling, man. We got to get one more break in before we got one more segment. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
WWE superstar Kofi Kingston, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. We just got a couple minutes left. Yeah, someone sent an unnamed text came in saying that they hear Dalton Castle is WWE bound. Danny, you have a connection with Dalton Castle.
Yeah, I have his cell phone number.
Yes, remember you got him to call when they were they were in town recently.
Yeah, I mean, because he was big into wrestling, and me being from Holly, I know the famous Grillo family.
Gotcha.
Who's been in control of wrestling. He actually wrestled in college with one of the Grillos. I work with one of the Grillos, hence the connection.
Oh, there we go.
It worked out well. We got him on the show. We got his sexy, sleepy voice.
Yeah, remember when we talked to him, he's like, he goes, you know, I remember listening in fifth grade to this show. Yes, we've been on since 1998. So, I mean, probably a lot of you were in diapers out there when we started, but we're still kicking every week.
Now the people who were listening back then are in diapers on the other end.
Oh, danger boy, zing. I just want to, folks, we get some news before we end today. John Cena should be coming back in the beginning of July. He is scheduled for the July 4th show in the Talking Stick Resort Arena in Phoenix. So if you're a John Cena fan, have no fear. He's coming back. Like we mentioned earlier, Shinsuke Nakamura is going to be taking on Kevin Owens in a non-title match for SmackDown here in Rochester. It's worth coming to the show alone is to see that match. They're going to have a women's Money in the Bank match at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. That's the first time we've ever seen that, and that's pretty cool because it's like they're going to have the top five women. Of course, there's other women who have already said, wait, well, I want to be in that too. You know,
Was it Nia Jax?
Yeah.
It's like, wow, it's nice watching SmackDown every week, seeing that they use the whole women's roster.
Yeah. I felt terrible for her because she was so dominant, and now she's like a second thought, you know, because they can't put her against someone like Sasha when she's... I mean, she's like five times her size, you know. It's, you know, how realistic is it when you have someone, you know, that big taking on someone that small and losing every time, you know?
As Kalisto and Braun Strowman.
That's true. Kalisto does have a good record.
You know, why not send her back down to NXT for a one-off with Asuka or something?
You take the belt from Asuka. Definitely get it off of her. They bring Asuka up, you know. I think I'm waiting for that to happen. It's going to happen soon. Do you see that Tommaso Ciampa? Did I say it right?
Tommaso Ciampa.
It just came that he not only, remember we talked about he got hurt before the NXT in Chicago, apparently he tore his ACL during the match with the ladder match that went on, and so but then he turned on his partner, and they had this whole, he was gonna be the super heel of the show, and then he tore his ACL, so he's gonna be out of action for a while. He was down having surgery this past week, which is kind of sad because he's a great guy. I love it. He was a great heel in Ring of Honor too. He was a great heel, scary guy, kind of insane. He was attacking announcers. announcers and stuff.
I was gonna say, it was great to see the Psycho Killer back.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like it's one of those things that. Well, one last thing before we get out of here, we're running out of time. What do you feel about this? WWE has opened an internal dialogue regarding the possible return of Hulk Hogan to WWE.
No. Is it because WrestleMania is returning to New Orleans and they need somebody to accidentally call the Superdome the Silverdome again?
that could be it. I mean, he is. You listen, you know, I never was a Hulkamaniac. Okay, never. Never, ever, ever. I was always
Were you like me, an Ultimate Warrior guy?
No. I wasn't even a WWE guy at that time. I was a Ric Flair guy. I was NWA.
He's still mad because Bob Backlund gave up his title.
Yes. We won't even talk about that. That's the last good guy I liked was Bob Backlund. Okay, that was it. So, and that's how long ago. I mean, I was a kid then. So, but I've never been. But I respect Hogan's drawing ability. Listen, when WCW was doing terrible and he came to Rochester, the loudest pop of the whole night was when Hogan came out and took on Billy Kidman. And I've told the story before. I've just, you know, it was just one of those things, you know. It's like, and so you can't deny his marketability or his drawing. So power to him if he comes back, as long as he keeps his mouth shut and doesn't, you know, do things with married ladies and whatever was going on with him, you know, and using bad.
It was all consensual,
yeah,
minus
so,
the taping.
Apparently so. Yeah, minus the taping until it came out. But he made a lot of money off Gawker, right? I think that's what it was. Hey, I want to thank Hater Tot number 27. I want to thank Crimson El Camilla joining us today. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Roller Derby, GVA, doors open at 6 o'clock is when the first game starts. And come on down and join us. It's the last game of the year. You get to see these ladies last time in Rochester this year. So come on down and join us. Have a good time. And I want to thank you, Danny. Thank you, Danger Boy. And thank you, Charlie, for coming and hanging out. We will see you next week here on the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Checking out the movies this weekend?
Here's your box office preview.